What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
We have a hell of an interview today. Can you start off by telling everyone who you are and who you're representing?
Of course. My name is Javier Hernandez, and we represent, and this is Ricardo Leo. Sorry, Ricardo, introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ricardo, and I'm going to let Javier take over.
And we represent the Football Factory. We have some free training, soccer training going on in Oklahoma City. We try to invite everyone and anyone that can make it out. It's Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for all the kids, all the adults, all the parents, and we just love to play soccer.
Dope, dope. So it's called Sunrise Soccer, right? So I see you guys on Facebook. That's the reason why we're doing this interview. Like, as soon as I saw it, I thought it was super dope. Oklahoma City soccer just goes together with me, obviously. I mean, I've seen everybody play soccer, from indoor soccer, outdoor, high school. How many of you guys are involved? Like, how many of you trainers do you guys have for Sunrise Soccer?
I think at the moment we have three, but we do have friends that are kind of, we're bringing more people in, more people that want to start coaching.
Cool.
So, like, we're not only teaching kids to play, but we're also expanding that and teaching players that want to coach how to coach.
Oh, man, that's amazing. See, I didn't even realize that part. I see the kids out there. And yeah. How many kids do you guys usually have out there at 6 a.m.?
Well, somewhere usually between 15 to 30. I mean,
man. How do you get 15 to 30 kids to come out on
exactly
summer break?
Summer break at 6 a.m. Yeah.
How do you get that?
I mean, they're getting up like at 5:30 in the morning just to make it to.
That's right. Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, it begins with parents' dedication to either wake them up or bring them by and drop them off and have the training going on. But second, Ricardo does a great job of communicating with the kids and the parents, and sometimes just picks them up on the way.
Nice.
And we'll drop them off. So we try to do everything possible to make sure we get as many kids there. You know, everyone carpooling, brothers, sisters, cousins, and everyone, just other friends from the community that come together and say, hey, let's all go play soccer. And so it's been great because we haven't had to do much. Hey, come play with us. Hey, come play with us. But just recently we did start reaching out to some players on Instagram and say, hey, we see that you're playing. You might want some extra training. Why not come out with us? It's free.
Dope, dope. I saw you guys have Josh Garcia out there representing you guys for sure. He plays for Oklahoma City Energy. And speaking of the Oklahoma City Energy, I heard you guys, you know, got some tickets from them and you guys were able to take some of the kids out there and play. How was that for you guys? Or to watch the game, I'm sorry.
Well, it was, you want to go ahead?
No, go for it, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, it was great. I mean, as Ricardo mentioned earlier, we've gained a lot of support from our community, and so it's nice to have that backing for us because he said, hey, we know what you're doing for the community. We know that you want to help expand the game of soccer, anything that makes it better and provides opportunity, we want to help, right? So we partnered up with Energy and said, hey, bring your families, bring the friends, everyone that's attending Sunrise Soccer, and have them come out with us and enjoy the game. The great part, it was a nationally televised
game.
So, you know, if you're watching the game, you can see one of the kids that practices with us at 6 a.m. tossing the ball to the players, or, you know, standing on the field next to the refs or whatever it may be, but they're on the field, you know, right there.
That's like a once in a lifetime experience to be able to
do
something like that.
Yeah.
That being said, like, how long have you guys been doing this?
We started April 21st
of 2018.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Dude, you guys are here changing lives already. It's
a matter of months. Where were you all training at?
We trained at Wheeler Park. We found a park that was off the highway, close to our community, and said, this is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Everyone can drive around, loop off, get off the highway, and you're right there.
Dope, that is so dope.
That was the goal, right? Make it accessible and affordable overall. So, hey, $0, I'm in, right?
Exactly. What are the kids and adults' ages? Like, who's the youngest? Who's the oldest? How many, like, what's your range?
I think we range from, I think our smallest one is probably like 7 years old. And they get as old, we've had college players go out there, so they can be 20, 23. We've had some adults go out there that play at Western in the Mexican League.
Man, that's dope.
Go out there and get their touches. So we have a wide variety, and that benefits the smaller kids because, you know, they get used to playing with older kids. So
it
makes
better.
Those kids, their size, even look smaller once they get used to it. And everybody's making new friends, you know. It's just, it's nice to see that there's no barriers between age groups, sex, anything like that. We're all just going for the same reason.
How many girls do you have?
Man, how many girls do we have? I say we probably have like about 10 to 12 girls. We have a good amount of girls. We focus a lot on getting girls out there too, because it's easy to make it seem like it's just a boy thing. Like, hey, come on, let's go play soccer. And if you're not focusing on it, it kind of will seem like you're just promoting to the guys. So we do a good job, I think, of trying to promote to the girls and letting them know that we're here for everybody.
That's what's up, man. That's awesome.
Because we also, just like the energy thing, we have Oklahoma City FC girls team that we go out there and watch and support. And we had the opportunity to take 8 of our kids to their training camp as well for free, completely free. They handed us the spots and we filled them up with our kids. Man, so
that's amazing.
Our platform has provided us the opportunity to give back to our kids.
So what is the goal for the Football Factory? I see you guys are training people to be better coaches, training athletes to be better athletes. You guys are giving these kids once-in-a-lifetime experiences. But what's your main goal? Like, what's everything that you guys want to provide?
Yeah. Well, overall, soccer. You know, anything soccer-related. As you mentioned, the training the players, the helping the coaches, the making better habits to say, you know, waking up at 6 a.m., you already made one good choice, make the next good choice, do your bed, discipline. Eat good breakfast, right? Discipline.
Great professionals.
So overall, of course, yeah, anything and everything that's soccer related, as Ricardo mentioned, the Energy FC, Oklahoma City FC, any soccer related event. We also traveled to Tulsa to watch a couple games out there. So, I mean, we want to make sure that everyone knows how big soccer is in Oklahoma and give back to soccer. And as a great friend once said, if you're making the sport better and if it's providing better opportunity, then let's do it, right? And that's really the main goal here.
Man, that's amazing. Just
give back, be better, and create opportunity.
I see on your Facebook pages, you guys have a lot of information for random things that are going on, whether it's schedules, scores, or whatever the case may be. That's part of what you guys are doing as well. Make sure you guys are just providing information. Like, hey, there's a camp going on here for Oklahoma FC. If you guys want to go, this is the time to go. Is that part of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, our original idea was to become the hub for soccer.
Okay.
But as it started growing, we kind of just realized that, hey, we can do more. But yeah, why not have one Instagram page, one Facebook page that you can go to and find out what the high school sports,
right?
How are they doing? How the Western League's going? How Energy's doing? How Oklahoma City FC is doing? It's like anything.
And that connects more players.
Exactly. Right? It's a community of soccer. If somebody needs a team, they can just easily message, hey, I need 2 goalies. And I'll message out to somebody and be like, hey, you want to play? And there you go.
That's amazing. So you guys are an amazing tool to have if you like soccer.
So basically, you're providing a free service that's essentially bringing the community together.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's as positive as it gets, man.
It's as positive as it gets.
It is, man, in all reality. Yeah. How many more questions do we have here? So,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, what future plans do you have? Mm-hmm. Even if, like, just concepts, ideas?
Yeah.
Just anything?
Yeah, so first, our hashtag, empowering our youth through soccer, right? So everything that we do is to empower them, right? So as we continue, we want to make sure that we're there with them when they're in school. Anything that we can do to bring soccer to their school, if for some reason they're not playing it. If you guys aren't aware, their soccer season is very short, 2 months. So
it's ridiculous.
That's 10 months of the year that some kids don't get to play soccer because they don't have an opportunity to play anywhere for free. So we want to make sure that we have that soccer in those 10 months that they're not playing anywhere else.
Pause. So I played basketball in high school. I mainly sat on the bench. We started in August.
Like me too. I'm right there with you.
And we finished in March because we always made the state mm-hmm. title game. That's like 9 months, man. So it's crazy that soccer is only 2 months in Oklahoma City. Just anywhere.
It's the most popular sport in the world. And yeah, here in the United States, there's a lot of soccer seasons that are real short like that.
College season's only 6 months. High school season's only 6 months. And I think that's the issue. If you don't make it year-round, having them play, we call it hashtag mass football, more soccer, and it's like, how are you going to get better? So we're making it practical.
My nephews play, and they play in 2 leagues. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I was so used to basketball, and they're like, it's only like 3-4 months, twice a year. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It makes no sense to me.
Right. And so that's really the goal. You know, we're kind of filling that gap, right? I mean, there's a huge gap everywhere, somewhere in between education, sports. You know, some people just have different gaps in their life that need to be filled with something else that's not soccer or something else that's not, you know, education, maybe food, maybe just a different service, a haircut, anything that's there, right? Soccer shoes. Some people don't have soccer shoes, don't have cleats. shirts, whatever it may be. I mean, we're trying to fill that gap, make sure that everyone has what they need to succeed.
I think you guys are amazing. I'm like one of y'all's biggest fans when it comes to this. I feel like the fact that nobody has done this that I know of anyways is ridiculous, because soccer is such a huge sport on the South.
It's because you're doing it for free.
Yeah, and like the fact that you guys are doing it for free is what makes it so much greater. And like, I know you guys had an expo at Medio Tiempo restaurant here in Oklahoma City. How did that go for you guys?
I think it went great. It was our first one. We didn't know what we were doing, but the experience was priceless. Right. You know, we had a lot of our kids come out there, and they had a blast. They were literally there from 11 to 5, helped us wrap things up, and they loved it. We had a lot of support from local businesses, and we had our pool soccer table there. I don't know if you've seen
that. Yes, I did. I saw plenty of pictures. I was like, yo, this looks amazing. The fact that you guys said it's your first one caught me off guard just now, because you guys look very professional, the way you guys handle everything. I mean, the way your social media pages are ran, the videos you guys are making.
Time out. Where can we reach you?
Well, we've got our Twitter and our Facebook handles are the FFOK. And then on Instagram, just hit hashtag Sunrise Soccer. And you'll find us. Other than that, it's the Football Factory _OK. But
Facebook is
you'll find us everywhere.
Yeah, at Facebook, it's the Football Factory OKC as well. So
links in the description.
Yeah, follow us, give us a like, and leave us comments, give us your feedback, and whatever we can do to get better. I mean, we want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Are these your shirts?
This is the second shirt. Yeah, this is the second shirt.
we're on shirt number two as well, Tim.
Shirt two. You guys have any events coming up besides Sunrise Soccer? I know you guys do that pretty much every day.
Yeah, well, we do. We went back to our Saturday clinics. We took a couple weeks off because of the expo and everything. And so we're back to our Saturday clinics that we're doing. The times vary, but we want to do 9 and 10 a.m. It gives you a little bit of time to sleep in, you know, on the Saturday days.
Sure.
And then Friday, the 27th of this month, July 27th, will be at Fiesta Friday. Again, we won't bring out our pool soccer table or human foosball, but we will be there with some board games, a miniature foosball, and some other games, soccer pinball, and then we'll have our soccer pong, which is like a beer pong but with soccer, of course.
Cool. Nice.
And we'll be out there. It'll be from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. and it's gonna be filled with food, of course, and then there's gonna be a stroll off. So
I believe it's the back to school
bash.
Southwest 25th and Harvey in the old Capitol Hill district.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I've heard of it. I saw a few flyers on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, so. That's right. We were in their first event, which was their
World Cup soccer.
World
fever.
Cup oh, fever, yeah, okay. Yeah, World Cup fever is what it was, and so this Friday or. Yeah, this coming Friday, is it?
I think it's next Friday.
The next. July 27th, we'll be there again. Ricardo said 25th, Southwest 25th in Harvey. You'll see they'll close the street off and they'll have everything going. It's going to be a great
man.
Time.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Definitely,
man, for sure. Well,
wait, we do have one more event. This slipped my mind. Yeah, it's actually this coming weekend, the 21st. We'll be at 104th and Penn. It's a big shopping center. I tried to say the first name, but I can't say it. And they're having a blood drive out there. And so we're gonna have our pool soccer table out as well. And we're gonna just provide that activity for all the kids and everything.
That's dope.
It'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
What is your pool soccer table? I don't know what we're talking about
okay,
here.
Okay, so you played billiards pool, right?
Yeah.
With the stick and cue ball and everything, right? So this is just human-sized soccer. It might fit in here. I'm just kidding. It'll fit in here, but it's about 24 feet by about 14 feet wide. And it's all played with soccer balls. Holes big enough on the side that you can play soccer on it and kind of knock the ball in. Ricardo's looking for a picture here. So you can kind of see, get a vision of what it is.
It's pretty amazing. If we were out there, we would definitely be playing. Embarrassing ourselves as usual.
This is my kind of soccer. I don't have to run.
Right, well, you don't have to run. You just kind of, and that was the point of this, right? That not everyone can run sometimes. Not everyone can kick, right? So if we provide a different atmosphere, a different space to bring soccer in a different matter, right? We have parents that want to be involved with soccer but can't play, never played in their life. So we give them a different way to play soccer and a different feel. So that's another part of what we're doing. You want to make kind of revolutionize soccer, right? The 6 a.m. is the first thing, right? The second thing is going to be something in the schools. The third thing is the pool soccer, the human foosball. And we're going to continue to kind of develop some ideas with
what we're doing. You guys are growing like crazy right before our eyes. You guys have been doing this since April, and you guys made such a huge impact. Just listening to all your stories and everything you guys have done, man, you guys keep doing it.
Thank you.
Keep grinding.
Oh, yeah, we will.
It's getting big, man. We've changed some lives. I had a parent the other day tell me about, I was coaching at Heronville Elementary School.
Yeah, yeah, you guys had a good season, man.
We had a great season, a very unexpected season. We were undefeated and won All-City Champs.
Congrats, my second year.
And we were focusing on getting to know the parents, and the mom said, well, the other day, we weren't able to make it after the 4th of July. Our kids were throwing a fit, tantrum. They were crying. I was like, at 6 in the morning? She was like, yeah, at 6 in the morning. I was like, dang. She said, well, my son, I don't know how he did it, but he has your Heronville shirt hung up on his room.
Oh,
I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, I don't know how he did it. And I don't even know where he got a picture frame from. He framed the picture of the team, and he has it up there with him with his medal. And I was like, dang, it kind of like, it brought me back. Like, yeah, this is why I'm doing it.
Right.
Because I've already changed. Like, you know, it sounds bad. I don't like saying it like that, but it's changed their lives already. You know,
absolutely.
They're never going to forget when they won All-City Champs at elementary school.
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I still remember all the All-City Champs we won back in the day at Jefferson, man. So
three times in a row.
Yeah,
there you go.
So, yeah, man, and honestly, those coaches that I had when I was younger are still my favorite coaches of all time. You know, the older you get, you have that coach that you never forget about. And obviously, for you, you made an impact on that kid, man.
Yeah.
You guys stole one of my athletes. He runs for Southeast High School, but he practices within the summer. And this summer, he's like, hey, I'm not going to make it, man. I'm going to go work out with these guys for soccer. It's like, you're talking about the Football Factory guys? It's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, good, man. I'm happy for you. Like, I heard
good,
about
right?
it, so you're
he's
good.
Working hard. He's
loving it, man. His confidence level has went from, he used to walk around at work like this, and now he's like, what's going on, Tim?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? I know you got your 6 a.m. workout in.
Yeah, right. That's good.
But for sure, before we let you guys get out of here, we want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you, Tim.
And we also want to ask you guys what your favorite quote is. That's like my favorite question. I'm a quote guy.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. This is something I've read before, but my mom's always said it, and even my boss has said it now. He said, if you want to do something by yourself and get it done right, go ahead. But if you want to get something done and go far with it, find some help, right?
I like
so,
that.
Right. So I mean, that's kind of, you know, where we came from this idea. When we first started, we kind of reached out to each other, said, hey, Ricardo was coaching Heronville. Our other coach, Joe, was coaching indoor and still is coaching indoor. And, well, I was in school and I had left coaching for a little while. And they said, hey, what do we do? How do we get more soccer going? We came together, put it together and said, all right, let's start an Instagram. Boom, 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 boom. And then
it took off from there.
Yeah,
man,
we just went.
Dope.
We just went.
That's super dope.
Exactly. And I think my favorite quote, I found it not too long ago and it really stuck with me, is be the adult that you wish you would have had when you were a kid.
I like that one too. Powerful, man. You guys came with inspiration today. Let's go.
How come you can't find this kind of quote, man?
Man, you know, Google don't work like that.
We appreciate you all for coming on.
Thank you.
If you want to support them, all the links in the description.
Yes, that's the FFOK on Twitter, the Football Factory OKC on Facebook, the Football Factory _OKC on Instagram. Follow us, comment on us. If you have questions, send us a DM. We will respond to you guys very fast.
Dope.
And we'll be back soon with more positive news. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.